Good morning and welcome to East Tennessee Now, a weekly public affairs program featuring some of the people and organizations that make our community such a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Here's your host for East Tennessee Now.
Good morning and happy weekend. Thanks for joining me. I'm Michelle Silva. Don't you just love October? Such a beautiful month here in East Tennessee. Beautiful month for so many different fall events, fun events, events that matter, events with a mission, such as Mission Phoenix. They have Guns N' Hoses Smoky Mountain Hero Games coming up, and I have Josh Gagne here, who is the founder of Mission Phoenix. And good morning, Josh.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, yes. We love events. We love fall. We love to help promote different charities, different local nonprofits in the area. But first of all, start by telling us about Mission Phoenix and how it got started.
Okay. Mission Phoenix is we're a local charity nonprofit. We're based out of Blount County. It all happened back in 2017 after losing my father to PTSD. It became very evident that there is a need for help for our veteran community in East Tennessee. So we started a different organization, and in 2022, we established Mission Phoenix, which is now a nonprofit. And we work with veterans and their families and provide them counseling, resources, and opportunities.
Why is it that we keep hearing that there's not enough resources, there's not enough for our veterans out there? Is that why you kind of stepped in?
I took what happened with my father, and I realized that my father was searching for resources. He was searching for help, and he couldn't find it in the local community. Now, it doesn't mean that it's not there, but it's hard to find. So we decided to become an organization that has those type of resources that they need to help them to get through whatever struggles that they're going through, as well as give training and resources to the families so that they understand what PTSD is, what their spouse is going through, and how they can essentially become a first responder in the act of a tragedy.
And we keep hearing about these numbers going up and more of it happening.
That is correct. The statistics are rising. Military.com just came out with a new updated number, and it is staggering the amount of suicides from veterans that are struggling with PTSD versus the civilian community. And it's almost doubling at this point.
And I hate to sound so naive. What is it that's happening? Is it?
There's a lot of battle fatigue is what they call it. And it's, you know, it's not new. It's not something that's just coming around. World War II, they called it shell shock. But basically what it is, and the take on it is that now, back then they could get through it because they had their family, they had their support. Families were stronger back then. They were more stable together. Now we have such an instability in families and in the community. Plus you add in social media and you've got a visualization of their friends that went through the same battle, but their lives are perfect. So they feel like they're on an island a lot of times. And this creates a sort of paranoia and a disconnect from society. And then when you add that into just the not having the right resources and the availability to them, we see a higher rate of veterans succumbing to those scars.
And how is it exactly how Mission Phoenix benefits them or provides support? Do you just link them? Is that how it works? Is it an online tool or?
So we've got, Mission Phoenix is got threads in so many different aspects. One of them is what we call relational counseling. So a veteran's not going to typically go into a counseling session and sit down and have a one-on-one with somebody. They don't want to do that. They don't want to open up their heart to somebody. But we do what's called relational counseling, where we get into their lives. We get to know them. We go get coffee, we have cookouts, whatever it is. And we get involved on a personal level. And then when those triggers start coming up, we begin to address those triggers with them and help them work through those triggers. Really, it comes down to two things. One is a veteran is programmed to have a brotherhood. They need to have somebody there that's always going to be supporting them and non-judgmental in whatever they've done. And they need someone that they can trust. So it's for us, we're trying to provide both of those aspects, give them that brotherhood, give them that opportunity to know that it doesn't matter what's happened, what you've done, or what you've seen. There's no judgmental. There's nobody that's going to judge you for what's happened. We're going to walk you through that and help you to be able to get through those struggles.
And while we're on that, for anybody out there who may want to reach out thinking, oh, wow, that sounds like me. That sounds like my dad, my neighbor, my uncle. How can they get in contact?
Right now, we've got our website is missionphoenix.org. You can reach out through there. There's a place that you can email. Obviously, we're not a crisis response team. We're not there for, you know, if there's a moment of tragedy or something happening, obviously call 911, call a suicide hotline. But we want to be there ahead of time to prevent those calls from even happening. So missionphoenix.org is, we're really a company that's designed to be preventative before you even get to that point. And we have so many different aspects, and at some point I'd love to go through everything, but we're trying to impact the community in a way that I know my father would have benefited from. And there's so many more that we're working with that are benefiting from what we're doing.
Let's talk a little bit about your dad. Pay a little tribute to him, what you want to talk about. Actually, I know there's a lot of emotion. There's a lot of emotion when I talk about my family because I have lost both my parents. But what branch of the military?
He was a Marine. He served between 1960 to 1965. He was in the Cuban crisis, the Cold War, a couple pretty devastating wars. He never spoke about it. He never said two words. I mean, we didn't know any of his tours. We only found out after his passing when we saw his papers, what he was actually involved in. He never had stories for us. He never told us anything, but we saw effects. And after his passing, it made sense the way we were brought up, the way that he responded to things, the way that certain things would trigger him. We just thought that was just the way he was, you know, and now looking back, I see the signs of his PTSD, and unfortunately,
it was too late. And I'm sorry, Josh, you can take a moment there. Talking with Josh Gagne of missionphoenix.org, he is the founder, talking about how it got started, why, what his passion is about this. We're obviously talking about your dad. We thank him for his service.
Thank you.
And we thank you for being here. I know it's tough.
I have to do it every day. I have to do it every day. But it's worth it. I think that my dad would be, he would think that we're doing something good.
And he hears us talking right here on the radio station. And all the listeners out there, we want you to know about Mission Phoenix. You can jump online, read more about it, missionphoenix.org. And we're going to tell you about a wonderful event coming up on October 21st called Guns N' Hoses Smoky Mountain Hero Games, all to benefit Mission Phoenix.
So this is going to be an amazing event. You know, we've got a great board of directors and board members, and this was an idea that one of our directors came up with. And, you know, the premise is to bring the community together. Veterans need community. They need to know who's there. And this is one of the ways that we want to bring our entire community into one location. It's going to be a day full of events, games that we're going to be putting law enforcement and fire departments against each other, as well as EMTs. And there may be a mystery team. We don't know. We'll have to see what happens. But we're going to put them all against each other to battle it out. We've got a Phoenix trophy. We've got ribbons, awards for the different competitions. It's going to be just a great day to have fun with family, friends, and watch these guys and girls kind of rough it out to fight for the big coveted trophy.
What kind of games are you talking?
There'll be some games. I don't want to give them all away, but there's, you know, we're going to be obviously tug of war type of thing. Strength, a lot of strength things, some mental games, but we'll have axe throwing. That's going to be there. They'll be pulling fire trucks.
Their teeth? No, I'm kidding.
Not with their teeth. Not with their teeth.
You only see that on TV.
But it's going to be, and we're, you know, we're developing everything still. We're going to have brackets that will, so people will be able to follow along on who's where, and they can watch their specific teams. We've got, I know fire departments are already talking about, they're having team shirts that they're going to be giving their family and friends so they can follow them throughout the entire day. It's just going to be fun, and we want to make this an event that is going to be an annual thing. So the trophy that's won next year, you'll have to fight it out again to keep it. And we're talking about doing the next game, so whoever the winner is, do it in their county, so that their county gets the recognition for winning the previous year. So it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of fun.
And you're getting a lot of response from several different counties.
Yes, we have. We've got invitations out from all the way up Oak Ridge, Roane County, Loudoun, Sevierville, Gatlinburg, Knox, Blount County. Invitations have gone out. We do need more teams. So if you're part of a fire department, police department, or EMT, and you want to build a team, feel free to go to missionphoenix.org. There's a Guns and Hoses tab with registration for your team. We want to see as many teams out there as we possibly can because we want our community to see a good competition.
Yes, and we want the crowds out there as well. So
yes. Tickets are available too online. Come on out. We want the community to come together. So if you support our local fire department, police department, EMTs, all our heroes, come on out, show your support, wear your colors. Red, if you're wearing red, you're supporting fire department. You're wearing blue, you're supporting the police department. White, you're supporting the first responders. So come on out. It's going to be a red, white, and blue day. Having a lot of fun.
Okay, and so we need teams. We need crowd out there. Also,
vendors. We need some vendors. We need some food trucks. We want to have booths out there. So if you've got a local business, you've got some products that you want to get known to the community, come on out with those. Again, missionphoenix.org. There's a registration under the Guns and Hoses tab for you to set up a booth out there. And we need to know soon so we can get our spaces available.
Okay. And the best way to reach you, sign up.
Sign up at missionphoenix.org. Again, there's a tab, has all the information. There's also a place to email if you have any questions. Feel free. You can also email me at josh@missionphoenix.org.
Okay. This is your opportunity to help out, show your support for the veterans in our community, serving veterans in Blount County and surrounding counties through Mission Phoenix. And this is happening in Blount County.
This is happening in Blount County, and we want to also throw a big shout out to Smith & Wesson for sponsoring the event, who is also new to Blount County. We want to welcome them to the community as well and thank them for supporting what we're doing.
Any other sponsors we need to throw out there at this time?
We do. We've
here's got, your platform.
Yeah, so, Smart Axes, they're an axe company, mobile axe company. They're going to be out there providing the booth for the competition, and they're going to be also set up for the community. So the community will be able to throw axes, their score is going to be recorded, and the winner in the community will also get an award. So that 5A Logistics has done all the trophy stuff for us, which has been great. Garza Law Firm and Boris are also big supporters of what we're doing.
We thank all of them because we know you can't put on a community event without your community's cooperation and continued support. So come on out. Support missionphoenix.org, whether you just want to watch or if you want to participate. Like Josh said, they're looking for firefighters, first responders, police officers. You can sign up by going to missionphoenix.org. You want to be a sponsor, you have a food truck, you want to be a vendor. missionphoenix.org is the place to go for Guns and Hoses Smoky Mountain Hero Games. October 21st at William Blount High School. Anything you'd like to add in closing, Josh?
I would like to say if you'd like to support us, please again go to our website. We are encouraging the community to get behind us. There's a popular quote that I absolutely love by my favorite president, Ronald Reagan. And it says, we cannot help everyone, but everyone can help someone. So if you can't get out there, if you can't help a veteran that's in need, go to our website, support us, let us do it, and we can all help someone.
MissionPhoenix.org. Josh Gagne, who is the founder, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
We'll see you on October 21st, William Blount High School for Guns and Hoses Smoky Mountain Hero Games.
You've been listening to East Tennessee Now, a weekly public affairs program featuring some of the people and organizations that make Knoxville and East Tennessee such a great place to live. If you have a suggestion for the program, we'd love to hear from you. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 27100, Knoxville, Tennessee 37927, or call the studios at 865-525-6000. That's 865-525-6000. East Tennessee Now is a presentation of Midwest Communications Company.